Over the past 2 years, Republicans across the country, including some here in Massachusetts, have raised concerns about voter fraud. Some of those concerns are real, some are unfounded. The people who actually run the elections in communities across the state insist the elections are secure. WBUR's Steve Brown spoke with several elections officials, including one preparing for early voting to begin this weekend.
Brockton's election chief, Cynthia Scrivani, leads a class for poll workers.
So we make sure that door is closed right here. Yeah. Right? It's closed. There's no ballots in there. Now we close that up and lock it. Okay?
One step at a time, she explains how to set up a ballot box.
Close it. Make sure this thing here is open so it can receive ballots. You lock that and that stays locked the whole day.
For most of the poll workers, it's a refresher class.
All right. Okay. There's nothing else? You have any questions?
Nope.
Okay.
While Election Day is still more than 2 weeks away, local election officials are already busy with early voting about to begin and voting by mail already underway. In Brockton alone, over 7,000 voters have so far requested mail-in ballots, with requests still being accepted until November 1st. Scrivani says sometimes people ask for more than one.
We have caught some duplicates, you know, because people mail two cards back, and I'm like, I don't know if you think we're going to mail you two ballots, but we catch the duplicates. But it is very time-consuming, and it is a lot of work, because everybody's using it, it seems.
Scrivani has been overseeing Brockton's elections for 22 years. She says her staff makes sure voters can only cast a single ballot, whether they vote in person or by mail. And she says voters can also trust the equipment.
We test these machines before every election, and we test them, and they come out exactly as they're supposed to come out. I think the only errors that would be made from the machines itself would be human errors. People make mistakes, but the machines are not online, so they're not hackable.
Elections officials like Scrivani have been under intense scrutiny since 2020, when Donald Trump falsely claimed he won the presidential election. Now, many other candidates across the country have repeated that claim or expressed concern about voter fraud. During a recent debate in Massachusetts, Republican candidate for governor Jeff Deal acknowledged Joe Biden was, in fact, elected president, but he also raised broader concerns that elections could be compromised.
In fact, right here in Massachusetts, we saw that 11,000 people attempted to do mail-in balloting and vote in person at the same time. So I felt like there was the potential for election fraud.
The Secretary of State's office says Deal's claim is false. It says only 327 ballots in the last primary were rejected because the person already voted. And it says the fact that it caught the extra ballots proves the system works. Professor Charles Stewart heads up MIT's Election Data and Science Lab. He says elections are secure in Massachusetts for several reasons.
One is just the procedures in place, which range from just physical security to auditing and those sorts of things. I think the other thing about Massachusetts that needs to be underscored is that every ballot is on paper. And so there's opportunities, if there's any question about the results, to look at the ballots, look at what the voters did.
Stewart also insists it would be difficult to steal an election with mail-in ballots.
I would say that the mail balloting system in Massachusetts is as secure as in-person voting. Nefarious, evil people, bad actors, you know, they can circumvent the system, but I would emphasize it's hard to do that wholesale across the board.
While most larger communities like Brockton rely on machines to tally votes, more than four dozen towns like Carlisle still count ballots the old-fashioned way.
Our ballots go into an old-fashioned ballot box that gives a little ding when it's gone in, and it gives you a running total for how many ballots have been put into the box.
That's Carlisle Town Clerk Peggy Wang describing one of the traditional ballot boxes they use. They're made of wood with a metal crank handle.
The ballots are removed when we get to a count of every 300 so that the box doesn't jam. Those are removed by the police officer on duty.
But even in the small town of Carlisle, Wang has heard increased concerns about election fraud, including in 2020.
When we got to early voting in person for the November, someone brought in a ballot. I think she brought in two ballots and said, look, you sent me two ballots. Huh? And we looked at him and he said, ma'am, this one's for the primary and this one's for the November. So people are a little jumpy and looking for us to make mistakes.
Whenever people raise concerns, Wang says she tries to be open about the process.
If anybody questions it, I invite them to come to volunteer and see how elections work.
And with voting getting underway, local election officials like Wang say every vote will count. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.